All right, and we are back here on Out of the Woods. Alicia McGovern is live in the studio with us, all tuned up and ready to go again. Welcome back.
Thank you.
All kinds of crazy hijinks going on in the studio that you folks at home don't get to see.
Yep, it's an adventure.
All right, well, we'll let you play another one, if you like.
Okay, so this is another new one, actually. It's called Long... I think I'm going to call it Long Day. I guess I still have some time to decide. Mother's in the kitchen, pinching thyme from the stem. The sage leaves are wiser than to reach up high like them, or to picture her pinching the pennies that you spend at that old hole in the wall bar at the end of a long day again, when you'll have another round. You had a long day again, and it's your way of winding down. Can't forget how you say it. You'd never forgive this town for holding you so, and you let me go before you let me down. It's after midnight that I'm leaving work again. It'll be worth all the late nights when the bonuses come in. And I'll stop at that tavern where that lady plays guitar, and sometimes she'll sing the songs that take me back to where you are. And I had a long day again, so I'll have another round. I'll say play that one again. It's my way of winding down. I did what you said, and I got out of that drowning town. And I let you go, but I did not let you down. What mother's been saying, you gotta tell me if things ain't okay. I gotta know to come home if it's going that way. You say it's true that you're back drinking, but you got your reasons why. It's not quite what the doctor ordered, but you gave all that a try. It's just the days get so long when you just sit and wait for the light to bend. And what's wrong with a little less sorrow at the end? When time's not on your side, always letting you down. In spite of all y'all been through, all the hanging around. You say how you always knew I'd get out of that dead end town, and that you let me go, but you did not let me down. And I let you go, but I did not let you down.
Alicia McGovern, brand new song. Very nice.
Brand new, thanks.
And the guitar behaving itself?
I think it's behaving itself, but I'm going to just... tell you a quick joke that I learned in the Netherlands. There was a man he had a bag of bananas. He was dipping them in chocolate and throwing them out the window of the bus that he was sitting on. And somebody said, "Why are you dipping bananas in chocolate and then throwing them out the window?" And he said, "Because I hate chocolate-covered bananas." Funny, right? I thought it was so funny that I laughed for days.
I'm still waiting for the punchline.
That was the punchline.
I thought there was going to be a punchline on top of the punchline.
Sorry.
Maybe it was just the inflection at which you ended it with. You left me hanging. I'd be wanting more to that joke.
I'll do my joke research next time before I see you, John.
Well, you have to be better at it than I am, because I'm awful at jokes. I always have been. My wife always tells me I'm funniest when I'm not trying to be, which is probably true.
Yeah, that's probably true of me, too. Well, I was thinking about playing you a song that is a traditional Caleb Meyer that I've been playing a lot lately in kind of a picking style, a little bit slowed down from the Gillian Welsh version that I first learned.
I love that song.
I do love that song by her. I love her.
Yeah.
But, so this is just another version of it.
All right.
For himself, said it helped pass the time. Lone one evening back at my house, Caleb come around and called my name till I come out, and no one was around. Caleb Meyer, your ghost is gone. I wear them rattling chains, but when I go to sleep at night, don't you call my name. Where's your husband, Billy King? Where's your darling gone? Did he go on down the mountainside and leave you all alone? My husband's gone to Bowling Green to do some business there, and Caleb threw that bottle down and grabbed me by my hair. Caleb Meyer, your ghost is gone. I wear them rattling chains, but when I go to sleep at night, don't you call my name. Raised my hands above my head and I commenced to pray. I said, "My God, I am your child. Send your angels down and feeling with my fingertips, bottleneck I found." And I drew that glass across his neck as fine as any blade, and I watched that blood grow thick and red around me where I lay. Caleb Meyer, your ghost is gone. I wear them rattling chains, but when I go to sleep at night, don't you call my name. Caleb, my ghost is gonna wear them rattling chains, but when I go to sleep at night, don't you call my name.
Love it.
Thank you.
I love those darker songs. I don't know what it is. Am I flawed in some way?
It's like, no, I think like, there's many who do.
I'm always going for the minor key stuff.
The minor key.
Yeah, the stuff with the heavy pedal steel in the background or those murder bluegrass
murder
songs.
Murder ballads. Just,
I think I'm a bad person or something.
No, but, I think it's a powerful song.
It
even
is.
Though it's dark,
Yeah.
It's showing, you know, a woman defend herself, and I had never really quite realized what was going on in the song because I was always kind of just having so much fun listening to the other version that I mostly had heard, which was Gillian Welch's.
Right,
but
yeah.
Now I've listened to a lot of different versions.
Yeah, hers has a lot more bounce to it than your version there. But yeah,
nice.
I love that. That was great. Alicia McGovern is here live in the studio. Mentioned once again here on Out of the Woods. And her and Eric are heading off to a lake nearby us here called Newfound Lake when they're done. Going to go take a dip, right? Is that the plan?
he might take a dip.
I might not. It's probably later when we get
there. It's going to get pretty dark by the time you get home.
Yep.
Now.
I like to sit by the water, but I kind of can be picky. with getting in.
You don't like the muck around your toes? the reeds?
Oh, no, it's not that.
The snapping turtles?
It's the temperature.
Okay, gotcha.
It's the whole, yeah.
You picked a great weekend to be here in New Hampshire.
Oh, it's
though.
Gorgeous up here right
really
now,
is.
Yeah.
So where do you want to go from here? Do you want to do more? Or do you want to work toward, I know Eric wants to hit the road soon. Yeah, I'm trying to help him out. They're looking at each other here. But
is he sending you subliminal messages? Is he sending
like
hand gestures?
He's being totally chill over there.
Okay.
I just know what you told me earlier about wanting to keep to some sort of a schedule. So I'm trying to help you along. That's all.
Okay. Well, why don't we talk about it while we play another song?
Okay.
How about, what did you want to play, John?
Oh, my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Have you heard anything from the new Mary Chapin Carpenter?
No.
You want to hear one of those?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. She's got a new CD out now called Ashes and Roses, just out, and we'll hear a track from it called Another Home here on Out of the Woods.
There's another home somewhere. There's another glimpse of sky. There's another place on earth. And a face not memorized. There's another quilt of green where the trees throw down their shade. There's another way to lean into the wind unafraid. There's another life out there beyond your quiet room. Use dead reckoning. The sky, the stars, and the moon. There's another storm to chase. There's another bridge to burn. There's nothing perfect here. Another lesson to learn. There were days I gave in to losing empty spaces of my own choosing. I forgot got to hold on, so I let go. I had to let go.
Gravel road, grassy fields and quaking leaves. When you look, that's what you see. And your voice carries long and strong from the barn to the farmhouse, where mama's cooking beets and greens, and daddy's reading the Daily News. You can hear from here the sounds of the old porch swing. There is history within these walls, stories paperless and cracking at the seams. And the floor creaks and moans beneath your feet. Your every move, whispers of the lies come and gone on this here farm. And daddy's reading rain by the cycles of the moon beneath the grape arbor shade, planted back 100 years when the barn stalls were full and the garden's yield sustained. The stalls are empty now, but the garden's growing strong ever since that big flood came. And that was back in 62, and 96 they planted peach trees by the gate. And there is history within these walls, stories paperless and cracking at the seams. this here farm. Relics of time marked by ladybugs and mothballs, piled between the glass and storm frame, the decades remain. And there is history within these walls, stories paperless and cracking at the seams. And the floor creaks and moans beneath your feet, your every move, whispers of the lives come and go on this here farm.
Brand new music here for you from Bethel Steel. Just brand new in the studio this week, and one called The Farm from her new CD Of Love and Whiskey, and also had Mary Chapin Carpenter brand new in there as well. From the CD Ashes and Roses, we had Another Home. And Alicia McGovern has been here with us all night, helping us put songs together and playing stuff live for us here in the studio as well, and she's still here.
I know, I don't want to leave. No. So I guess this is about the time we have to say goodbye. I was going to play one more, and this is a song off of my first record, which is called We Just Fly. I don't know if I... Did I mention my CDs? My first one's called We Just Fly.
Oh, you should mention your website, too.
Yes. Okay. So, and... My newer CD is called Words Through the Seasons. And my website is my full name, Alicia McGovern, all one word, and then music, which is a really long website name in retrospect. So AliciaMcGovernMusic.com. And there's all kinds of links on there to buy, find CDs, buy CDs, listen. I'm on Pandora and various other places you can stream and such.
YouTube?
Yes.
Yes.
I do finally have some. I slowly have some video as people take it and post it, because I can never take video of myself. Isn't that strange? They should make something where you could do that.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the live show you provided me with a while back, and you have Eric or someone trying to record, and you're trying to give a tutorial on how to run the camera while you're doing your set.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. See, that didn't go over very well.
And then I think you just gave up.
Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that. You have a good memory.
I listened to it again this week, so.
Yeah.
I was looking for...
So you got all the banter and the chatter.
Had to have some fresh ammo to pick on you with. When you came.
Yeah, thanks a lot. So this song is called Emily, and... it's a song that I was inspired by a passage in a Margaret Atwood book, where the narrator is an older woman watching a group of younger people nearby and noticing how beautiful the quality of youth is that she sees sort of shining from them. And I just wrote this song based on remembering that sentiment. Pours out of your pores. Youth's a fountain flowing. Bask in it while you can. It's not an endless spring. No, spring won't last forever, but for now, youth shines right from your skin.
pours out of your eyes and cheeks and nose and lips and chin. Emily. And one day you'll find the balance between planting seeds and smelling flowers, but laughing flowers while you can. Summer waits upon the hours, and waiting on sweet autumn's fall. Winter sits in a quiet room, but for now, what it does to the blossoms, spring does to you in your full bloom. Emily. Emily. The earth's a spinning top, the earth's a speck of light, or the earth is a brief stop in a cosmic flight. Through the seasons we are here, I wish for you to find somewhere between spring and winter a little peace of mind, Emily. Cause you know I saw in you someone I already knew. In this old place that you brought to life with breath and bread, and the butterflies encased, never seen to fit this place. You are the flying wing, you're the flower on the stem, Emily. Emily.
I love it.
Thanks, John. Thanks so much for having me.
I am very happy to have you stop back anytime you guys are here.
Thanks.
We'd do it all over again. Keep writing those new songs. I want to hear them.
Thanks.
I love the new stuff, and it's great.
Well, thanks so much for just being so welcome and for all your support.
Well, best of luck going forward, and good luck answering all those telephone messages from all those people who want you to play at their venues.
Thank you.
One at Kerrville. Absolutely. Okay, well, we're going to get them on down the road and over to the lake. We'll be right back after this.